Well, hello. It's Thursday. It's the weekend eve. Yes, indeed it is. I've had a very nice day in work today for no particular reason, just a very productive day. Always feels good when you've got a lot done and you're not waking up the next morning going, oh my God, I still got so much to do. I still wake up most mornings like that, but I did have a very productive day today, which is always nice. What have we got on a Thursday night? Of course, we have Dangerous Assignment. Dun, dun, dun. I love my little theme tunes. I need more of those, though, for the different shows of each night of the week. Each one needs to have, but I don't know what I would do for the comedy nights. I have no idea. I'll have to think about that. Dangerous Assignment. This one was first broadcast on the 20th of February, 1950, and it's called The Recover Stolen Radar Plans. Oh! Dun, dun, dun.
Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell.
You know, Ruth, you could at least have waited until that blonde and I finished the dance before dragging me back here to the office.
Sorry, Steve, but the commissioner said he wanted you right away. And when he says right away, that means stop the music. Here we are.
Yeah?
And the commissioner's waiting for you inside. I'll have your credentials and plane ticket at my desk when you're through in there.
Okay, Ruth. Hi, Commissioner.
Steve.
Well, where am I going this time?
Sending you to Athens, Greece.
Greece? Look, I wouldn't know Socrates from Homer.
I wouldn't worry about that. You're not liable to run into either of them.
Well, what's it all about?
Radar. Steve, as you know, our scientists have come up with new developments in radar so revolutionary that many of the older models are now obsolete.
So I understand. Hey, wait a minute. Is that how you located that blonde and me?
2 weeks ago, a complete set of plans covering these improvements was stolen from a research laboratory in this country. It's essential we get those plans back.
What's the line on him so far?
The man who smuggled them out of this country turned up dead in the Azores. His killer got as far as Algiers, and he got killed.
Sounds like a game where everyone plays for keeps.
It is. We now believe an international information peddler named Zundel has the plans.
And Zundel's in Athens?
We think so. Steve, there's a known channel waiting for those plans. Once they get to a certain point in the eastern Mediterranean, our chances of recovering them are nil. We've got to keep them from getting out of Athens.
Who do I work with in Athens?
Lieutenant Janakos of the police. Steve, I don't have to tell you about the danger involved. There are probably several interests after those plans. They'll stop at nothing. They'll throw the book at you. They put every obstacle in your path that they can.
You know, this comes as no surprise, Commissioner.
As usual, you'll pose as a foreign correspondent after a story. But your real job is to get those plans before they get out of Athens. Well, that's it. You've got your assignment, Steve. Good luck.
The National Broadcasting Company is proud to present Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell, colorful, two-fisted government agent. At all those places of the world where danger and intrigue walk hand in hand, there you will find Steve Mitchell on another Dangerous Assignment. Steve Mitchell is en route to Greece by plane. Meanwhile, on a narrow, deserted street in Athens at sunset, two men slip furtively along the sidewalk in the gathering dusk, closing in relentlessly on a third man ahead of them.
Zundel still does not realize we are following him, Ruba. Come, let us close in now.
In a moment, Miklos. Wait until he gets opposite that alley in front of him. He is getting closer. Now, come on!
Zundel.
Let go of me.
Into the alley, quick.
No.
Do not cry out. There is a knife in your stomach.
There. This is far enough.
The papers, Zundel. Give us the papers.
No, I do not have them anymore.
You lie. We tried to buy them from you, but you would not sell at our price. Now we will take them.
No, no, no.
Prove I, you fool. After him.
He is running out into the street. That car is trying to hit him. Zundel cannot get out of the way.
Prove.
Get back here in the alley.
Wait! The man is getting out of the car. Miklos, he is searching Trundell. He must be after the papers, too.
Oh, come. You must not let him get away.
He sees us. Watch out. He has a gun.
Get down. Shoot him, Robert. Shoot him.
Taxi! I'm sorry, sir. This cab is taken.
Huh? Oh, yeah, so I see.
But there's another one right over there.
Okay, thank you. Taxi!
Taxi!
Yes, sir. Right over here.
Miklos.
Yeah?
That's a Steve Mitchell, all right. I received information he would be sent here to Athens to look for the radar plans.
Ruba, we must find out who ran down Zundel last night and beat us to those plans. Maybe if we search Zundel's house.
But we must also prevent Steve Mitchell from finding those plans. And that job comes first. Come, we will follow his cab.
Will you be staying here in Athens long, sir?
I don't know, driver.
Well, I just happen to have some cards with me which will admit you to various places that
I'm sorry, I'm not on a vacation. Hey, that other car.
He's trying to sideswipe us.
Look out. Straighten it out.
I cannot look out.
Wow. Driver, you okay?
I think so.
Here, I'll get this door open. Can you open your door?
No. No, it is jammed.
Well, come on. I'll help you through the window.
Thank you. How about you? Are you hurt?
Just shaking up. Looks like I got a reception committee pretty early in the game this time. Look, can you get another cab and take me to police headquarters?
Nothing personal, sir. But if you do not mind, just get yourself another driver, please.
Hmm?
You are bad luck to me.
Okay, I guess I can't blame you, honey.
Like your American GIs used to say, I have had it.
So I finally made it to your office, Lieutenant Janikos, the hard way.
I wonder if this reception committee you speak of is the same one which greeted Zundel last night.
What do you mean?
He was run down by a car and is now in the hospital unconscious.
Now you think it could have been an accident, Janikos?
I am certain it was not. It was a deliberate hit and run. Several shots were heard. That is all we know at present. Here. You may be interested in looking at these pictures.
Taken at the scene of the accident, huh?
Yes, immediately afterward.
You recognize any of the faces in the crowd, Lieutenant?
No. I have a pretty good line on most of the agents and information peddlers here in Athens, Mitchell. But I don't see any of them in these pictures. Come in. Oh, good morning, Mr. Thatcher.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Let me introduce a colleague of yours. This is Mr. Steve Mitchell, also a freelance correspondent from the United States. This is Jim Thatcher, Mr. Mitchell.
Pleased to meet you, Mitchell.
Hi.
What can I do for you, Mr. Thatcher?
I came to talk to you about this guy, Zundel, who got run over last night.
What about Zundel?
Well, I don't know if you know much about his background, but he's a sort of a shady character.
Indeed. In what way, Mr. Thatcher?
Well, I've been cultivating him off and on for the past few months. Once in a while, he's given me information I was able to use in some of my stories. Well, lately, he's been pretty evasive, but I got the idea he was involved in something big.
What sort of thing?
I don't know. That's why I came here. Figured you might have some sort of line on it.
I'm afraid I cannot help you, Mr. Thatcher.
Well, I won't take up any more of your time, Lieutenant, but if you do get any information about Zundel, I'd appreciate you letting me in on it.
I'm sure you will have access to any information which is made public, Mr. Thatcher.
Okay, I'll keep in touch with you. You going to be in Athens long, Mitchell?
Oh, a few days, I guess.
Where are you staying?
Lyceum Hotel.
I'll look you up. Maybe we can have a drink and talk a little shop.
Okay, see you around, Thatcher. You handled that very well, Lieutenant. For our purposes right now, we don't want anyone to know we suspect Zundel of being involved with those radar plans.
That was my thought, too, Mitchell. Well, what will be your first step?
I'd like to take a look around Zundel's place.
Very well. Here's the key. We took it from Zundel's pocket after the accident. Here is the address.
Okay, I'll go over there right now. I'll probably be calling in a little later, Janakis. Cigarette smoke. That's funny.
So, Steve Mitchell again. This time we will finish him off.
Wait! I hear a car outside. A girl, she's coming in. We must leave.
What about Mitchell?
We will take care of Mitchell later. Hurry, Mikros. Follow me out the window.
Who is the girl, Uba?
I do not know. I have never seen her before. Hurry, drop to the ground.
Yes!
Oh.
Hey, you really pack a wallop, don't you?
Who are you?
Well, right now you can just call me Hit on the Head.
I don't understand. What are you doing here?
I'm going to ask you the same thing.
Why, I'm Helen Slater, Carl's fiancé.
Carl? Oh, you mean Carl Zundel?
Of course. Look, I don't understand. Where's Carl?
Don't you know?
Well, I thought he was here, obviously. This happens to be his house, you know.
I guess you haven't read the paper today.
I've been out of town. Why, has anything happened to Carl?
He was in an accident last night.
What? Oh, no. Is he... Well, was it serious?
He's in the hospital, unconscious.
Where? I want to see him.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Come on, I'll call a cab and take us to the hospital. Janakis?
Yes?
This is Mitchell.
Oh.
I'm calling from a payphone.
Yes?
I'm on my way to the hospital with a girl named Helen Slater. Says she's Zundel's fiancée.
I see.
I think I'll stick with her a while. She claims she didn't know about the accident.
Oh.
But I'd never forget a face like hers. I'm sure she's in one of those pictures you showed me of the crowd at the scene of the accident. That must be Zundel's room down the hall. There's a police guard at the door.
Look, there's a doctor just going inside.
Yeah, come on.
You know, I still don't understand what you were doing in Carl's house, Mr. Mitchell.
I'm a newspaper correspondent. I was looking for a story.
About Carl?
About his accident, if it was an accident.
I don't understand. Why would anyone try to kill Carl?
Well, I haven't the slightest idea. Maybe you have.
Me? Oh, no.
Well, here we are.
Yes, sir.
I'm Steve Mitchell. Perhaps Lieutenant Janikos mentioned my name to you.
Yes, he did.
How's Zundel?
Still unconscious, I think.
Can I see him?
Perhaps shortly. A doctor went into the room a moment ago. Maybe he will have word.
Oh, I wish there was something I could do. When I think of Carl lying here unconscious for a day and a half and me not even knowing about it.
Yeah.
Well, looks like you're as eager on the story as I am, Mitchell.
Hmm? Well, hi. Thatcher, isn't it?
Yeah. Jim Thatcher. We met in Janakis' office.
Sure. Miss Slater, this is Jim Thatcher, another correspondent.
Hello.
Hi.
Miss Slater is Zundel's fiancé.
Oh? Anything new on Zundel?
No.
Good evening, guard.
Dr. Chelios?
I'm going to see the patient.
Yes, sir.
He must be worse.
What do you mean?
Well, to require the presence of two doctors. One of them is in the room with Zundel now.
What are you talking about? I am the only doctor on duty.
Hey, we better take a look inside.
Where is this other doctor you were talking about?
Why, he is not here. Wait.
Look at Zundel in the bed.
His throat has been cut.
I wish to thank all of you for coming here to my office. I think I have all the information I need at present.
I don't understand. Who would do a thing like that to Carl?
Miss Slater, rest assured the police department will leave nothing undone in our investigation.
I think this killing verifies what I was telling you earlier today, Lieutenant. Zundel was apparently involved in something pretty serious.
But I'm sure Carl wasn't doing anything wrong.
You say he never mentioned anything he might have been involved in, do you?
No, nothing, Mr. Mitchell.
Miss Slater, Mr. Thatcher, you may both go now. But please leave your addresses with me in the event you are wanted for further questioning.
Okay. My address, Lieutenant. 1223 Sophia Boulevard.
1223 Sophia Boulevard. Thank you.
I'm sorry I had to meet you under such unfortunate circumstances, Miss Slater. If there's anything I can do...
Oh, thank you, Mr. Thatcher. I'm afraid there isn't.
Well, see you around, gentlemen.
So long, Thatcher.
I've written my address and telephone number down for you, too, Lieutenant. There's just one favor I'd like to ask.
What is it, Miss Slater?
Well, Carl and I were pretty close, of course. There are some things in his house, things I'd given him. Cigarette lighter, a painting, a few things like that. I was wondering if I could have them back as, well, remembrances.
I am sure that can be arranged after the inquest.
Oh, thank you very much. You'll get in touch with me if there are any new developments in the case.
At once.
Oh, you've been very kind, Lieutenant. Goodbye, Mr. Mitchell.
Miss Slater.
Well, Mitchell, any chance we had of gaining information from Zundel is now gone. A frustrating case.
Yeah, frustrating, but not surprising. With something as vital and valuable as those radar plans at stake, it's no holds barred.
Let us recapitulate as to his killing. You say you and Miss Slater arrived at the hospital together.
That's right. As we approached Zundel's room, we saw a man in a white robe wearing a surgical mask go in the door. And while we were talking to the guard, Thatcher came down the hall. I introduced him to Miss Slater, and the real doctor showed up. We went into the room and discovered the body.
Obviously, this man in the doctor's uniform killed Zundel, then left by the window.
Yeah, with that surgical mask, it could have been anybody.
Apparently, he murdered Zundel trying to get information as to the whereabouts of the papers.
I thought that at first, too, Giannakos. Then I remembered that Zundel was unconscious at the time, so it couldn't have very well been that. No. Oh, I think the killer already has the papers and realized that Zundel knew he had them, so he had to shut his mouth for keeps.
But you say when you went to Zundel's apartment a few hours ago, you were knocked unconscious. Whoever did it obviously had been looking for the papers in the apartment. You interrupted his search.
Yeah, that's the point, Giannakos. I think we're up against two teams in this ballgame.
Two?
Sure. One outfit already has the plans. The other outfit's trying to find them. And we're right in the middle. Nice thought, isn't it?
If you're right in your assumptions, if the plans are already in possession of hostile interests, then that means...
It means we've got to move fast to prevent those plans from getting out of Athens. Whoever has them undoubtedly knows your men will be covering all exits, so they'll probably try to cook up some cute angle to get the plans out.
This girl, Mitchell, what do you make of her?
Helen Slater? I don't know just where she fits into this deal, but I'm sure she fits in someplace. She lied when she said she didn't know about Zundel's accident. Maybe she lied about a few other things, too.
Well, where does all this leave us, Mitchell?
Well, pretty much in the dark right now. Look, right after I got slugged in Zundel's place, Helen walked in, so I never did get a chance to take a look around.
Oh, you wish to go back there again?
Yeah. Maybe we could find something there that'll give us a line on whom Zundel's been playing ball with. But first, I've got to send a report back to my boss in the United States. I'll be with you in a few minutes.
Steve's report's coming in on the teletype, Commissioner.
Good, let's have it.
There you are.
Very dull job you sent me on, Commissioner. I was in Athens 2 whole hours before getting hit on the head.
Well, that's just about par for Steve, I guess.
Yeah. Now in middle of charming game of button, who's got the button? Both sides playing for keeps. Man who used to have button, now slightly dead. What?
Well, he must mean Zundel.
Hey, wait a minute. Here's some more. Check on a Jim Thatcher, newspaper correspondent. I'm on way back to Zundel's house with Giannakos. We'll keep you in tune.
Here we are, Giannakos.
What are you waiting for?
The last time I walked through that door, I got a lump. You remember? I'm not taking any chances this time. Yeah, I guess the joint's empty. Come on. We might as well start here in the living room. There's a chance that the plans are here somewhere, although I doubt it. But anything we can find which would tie Zundel's in with the people he was running with would help us.
All right. I will take this side of the room over here.
Okay, I'll... Hey, that's funny.
What is the matter?
Take a look at this wall over here, Giannakos.
This wall? But there is nothing here.
That's right. But there was something here. Look, this area right here is cleaner than the rest of the wall. Let's see. Yep, there's a nail hole here.
Ah, a picture was hung here.
A picture or a painting? Yeah, I remember now. I noticed it when I was here before. Hey, that must have been the painting Helen said she gave Zundel, the one she wanted back.
From the size of the lighter area on the wall, it must have been a rather large painting.
Yeah, large enough to hide those plans in. Have you got Helen's phone number with you?
Yes. Here you are. You said the possessor of those plans would seek a clever scheme to get them out of Athens. It appears you were right.
Yeah, it doesn't do you much good to be right if you're too late.
Hello?
This is Steve Mitchell, Helen.
Well, hello, Steve.
You said this morning that there were several things in Zundel's apartment you'd like, gifts you'd given him.
Did I? Well, to tell the truth, I've sort of lost interest in them, Steve.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You've already got the only thing you really wanted, that painting.
Well, I'm afraid I have to be going now, Steve.
It must be quite a painting.
Oh, it is. Very interesting. And very profitable, too. Goodbye.
Wait, look.
And don't try to find me, Steve. You won't be able to.
Now, wait a minute.
So long, darling.
Now, Helen. 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 Come on, Giannakos. We've got to get over to her apartment fast.
Well, gentlemen, this is highly irregular. I cannot let you into Miss Slater's apartment.
Yes, you can. I'm Lieutenant Giannakos, police department.
Police? Well, certainly. All right, then. Of course, but Miss Slater is not in. Huh? She left a few minutes ago. Here we are.
How long ago?
Oh, just a few minutes ago. Here, I...
She's gone, all right.
I don't understand, gentlemen. Is something wrong?
Have you any idea where Miss Slater went?
Why, no. She left in quite a hurry. Took a taxi cab.
Did she have any baggage with her?
Yes. Two suitcases, as I remember.
Anything else?
No, I don't think that... Wait. Yes, she had large flat packets.
Ah, probably the painting.
The what?
We will need you no longer. You may go.
Oh, but I...
We will let you know when we leave. Thank you.
Well, all right.
She took off in a hurry, didn't she? Must have been all packed and warming up her engines.
Yes. We will get a bulletin out on her at once. Dominic, this is Giannakos. Trace the cab driver who picked up Helen Slater from her apartment here a few minutes ago. Find out where he took her.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hold on, Dominic. What is it, Mitchell?
I just spotted this piece of paper in the wastebasket here. Hey, take a look.
Libyan Star, 6 p.m.
Yeah, the name of a ship.
6 p.m.? What time is it now?
6:10.
Oh, it has already sailed. Dominic, contact the harbor patrol. Tell them to have a launch waiting for us. Come, Mitchell. We must try to overtake the Libyan Star before it gets outside the 12-mile limit. I'm afraid the Libyan Star has too much of a start on us, Mitchell.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there's something sort of slick about this whole deal. A little too slick, maybe.
What do you mean, Mitchell?
I don't know. Something about it doesn't add up. I can't quite put my finger on it, but...
There is the Libyan Star ahead.
Faster!
It will do us no good, Lieutenant Giannakos.
What do you mean?
The 12-mile limit stretches between those two islands on either side of us. The ship is already beyond the limit.
Very well. You may as well head back to port. I am sorry, Mitchell, but my authority does not exceed the 12-mile limit.
Yeah, I know.
We can try, of course, to intercept the girl at the ship's destination. But as you know, such things are sometimes difficult to arrange due to international aspects. And, of course, she could leave the ship at any port along the line. Mitchell, I am afraid that as far as those radar plans are concerned, the outlook is not encouraging.
You know, the more I think about this deal, the less it adds up. Helen had a key to Zundel's apartment. Now, if the painting was really what she was after, Why didn't she just go and get it right away instead of telling us about it first?
Lieutenant Jinnakis. Yes?
I read your message for you from police headquarters.
Thank you. Mitchell.
What is it?
My man Dominic traced the cab driver. Helen Slater did not go to the waterfront at all. She went to number 1223 Sophia Boulevard.
Huh? Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that the address the newspaper correspondent gave us?
Yes, Jim Thatcher. But why would the girl have gone to his apartment?
Particularly when the two of them were acting like they didn't know each other. You know, this deal is beginning to add up. Get this launch in overdrive, Jinnakis. We're going back to town and pay a call on Jim Thatcher.
Mitchell, there are many aspects of this affair I do not understand.
Here are the stairs. Thatcher's apartment must be on the second floor. Hmm. Yeah, there are still a few missing pieces in the deal, Jinnakis, but it's beginning to shape up.
Mitchell!
Sounds like someone got here first. Come on.
Mitchell, look! Two men coming out of Thatcher's apartment.
They gotta come through us. I'll take the one on the right.
Miklos, quick! Your knife!
Too late, Buster! Jinnakis, the other one's heading for the stairs.
Stop! Stop or I shoot! Stop!
Well, you sure don't pull any punches, Jinnakis.
He should have stopped.
He did. Well, papers aren't on this boy. They must be on the guy downstairs.
Papers? What papers?
The radar plans.
What? But I thought...
Hey, take a look, will you? I want to talk to Thatcher if he's still alive.
Very well.
Well, looks like we got here a little late, Thatcher.
Helen, she's dead.
Yeah, so I see.
They killed her. And knifed me.
Probably won't have much time, Thatcher, so you better talk fast. Who were the two guys that jumped you?
Don't know. They were after the papers.
I figured there were two teams. I guess those boys were the have-nots. It was you who killed Zundel in the hospital.
Yeah.
Sure. You put on a white uniform and mask. Killed Zundel, went out the window, and then you threw away the costume and met us in the hall outside the room.
Here are the radar plans, Mitchell. They were on the body of the man I just shot.
Yeah, and he got them from Thatcher here.
From Thatcher? But I do not understand. I thought
that... Thatcher is the man who ran over Zundel and took the plans from him. He's had them all the time. Helen tried to focus our attention on the painting so that while we were concentrating on her and the ship, Thatcher would have slipped quietly out of town.
Yeah, I...
Well, he is gone, Mitchell.
Yeah. Well, looks like this deal didn't exactly work out for either of them.
The plan then was for the girl to lure us away with the fake departure, then double back and pick up the plans from Thatcher, eh?
I guess that's about the size of it. And they almost got away with it, too. Oh, funny.
Hmm?
I was just thinking about football.
Football? What does that have to do with this?
Well, I've played a little in my time, Jinnakis, and I've seen an awful lot of games. But I had to come all the way over here to Athens to see the slickest hidden ball play of them all.
You have just heard another episode in the exciting new adventure series, Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell. Dangerous Assignment is written by Bob Reif with music by Bruce Ashley and is directed by Bill Karn. Be with us next week at this time when Brian Donlevy, starring as Steve Mitchell, will embark on another Dangerous Assignment. Here's more good news for mystery fans. Every Sunday, you may now hear Richard Diamond, private detective, over most of these same NBC stations. With Dick Powell starred as the hard-hitting, two-fisted Dick Diamond, the Sunday adventures of this private eye are as interesting as tomorrow's race results today. There's fast action and plenty of suspense each Sunday as Diamond fights his way to fame, fortune, and a red-headed girlfriend. Richard Diamond is another of the fast-moving adventure mysteries you'll hear every week on NBC, with such great shows as Dangerous Assignment, Night Beat, and Christopher London. If it's mystery and adventure you like when you turn on your radio, Make a date now to hear all these stellar NBC shows. And remember, it's Sunday for Dick Powell as Richard Diamond on most of these NBC stations. Tomorrow, you'll hear Fibber McGee and Molly and Bob Hope on NBC.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the latest episode of Dun 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 Dangerous Assignment. I make myself laugh, even if I make nobody else laugh. I will be back again tomorrow night, of course, from 6 p.m. GMT with some more fabulous stories to help you get through your day, your evening, help you drift off to sleep, whatever you might be doing or when you are listening to the podcast. Don't forget to check out my podcast page at patreon.com/foxyafterdark. You can always get in touch with me and send me messages or send me video messages, just like Dan does. Always love a little video message from Dan, especially when he's out on the roads. Can't wait to catch up with you all tomorrow night, same time, same place. In the meantime, stay safe, always be kind. Love you all. Bye.